It's AgriBeef Minute on the Land and Livestock Report. I'm Susan Allen. Recently, I spent time with the Maasai tribe in Kenya and watched how even a five-year-old child could move cattle in a low-stress manner. Watching them reminded me of attending a Kurt Pate clinic and how he believes animal handling and husbandry should be top of mind on any ranch. He says while management practices on the ranch have shifted through generations, our future relies on a commitment to stockmanship and stewardship.
My grandparents, your grandparents, used to deal with animals almost on an hourly basis. Now, our mornings are spent on a computer or in a tractor, and so our basic animal handling skills have gone away, so we've now got to focus on those rather than it just a natural part of our way of living.
Like the Maasai have learned from generations of handling cattle, it's all about pressure.
There's three kinds of pressures that we use with working with animals. We have a driving pressure, we have a drawing pressure, and we have a maintaining pressure. So it's all about teaching people how to put the proper amount of pressure on animals to get the job done, but not to stress them while we're doing it. And animal welfare, animal handling, is a big part of our future. The better your skill level and the better your attitude gets with working cattle, the more good days you're going to have.
And the folks at AgriBeef promote this very style of stewardship and stockmanship that Kurt teaches in his popular clinics. Thanks for joining me on today's AgriBeef Minute. AgriBeef Company, real families, great people, and exceptional beef. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.